Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Philippines, and I wanted to make a quick video exposing the myth that the Philippines is a godly country. If you come from another country, if you're from the US or some other part of the world, kind of the perception you have of the Philippines is probably that it is a, you know, Christian country, it's a very godly country, and part of that is because it is a very religious country. There's no question about that. And the other part is because it's the only Christian country in all of Asia, or at least primarily so-called Christian country. But you have to realize that being religious and being godly and following the laws of the Bible do not necessarily go hand in hand, and actually usually they are in contrast with one another. Many very religious countries are actually very ungodly countries. But let me give you three quick proofs that the Philippines is not a godly Christian country as people think that it is. Number one, over half of children in the Philippines are born out of wedlock. Over half of children in the Philippines are born out of wedlock. In 2019, 54.8% of the children born were born out of wedlock. In 2018, in case you think that was just an anomaly, it was 54.3%, so between 54 to 55%. Now, in terms of the year 2020, statistics are just kind of all over the place, and I haven't seen a statistic for what happened in 2020, but it's kind of hard to really compare the lockdown year versus a normal year. But we're looking at back-to-back years, 2018 and 2019, and over half of children are born out of wedlock. In Ezekiel 16, verse 25, the Bible reads, "Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, and hast made thy beauty to be abhorred." Now notice this, "and hast opened thy feet to everyone that passed by, and multiplied thy whoredoms." So opening your feet and multiplying your whoredoms go hand in hand, according to Ezekiel chapter 16. You say, what is that talking about? Well, in our modern day, it's a bit of a crude or vulgar term. You'd say a woman that spreads her legs for every guy that comes. And you say, oh, I can't believe you'd say that. But that's what the Bible says when it talks about a woman who would do something. And yes, you know what, that's disgusting, you know, that she'd open her feet to everyone that passes by. And the Bible calls that whoredoms. It is a wicked sin. And fornication is a wicked sin where there are people that are killed in the Bible for committing that sin. And we need to teach our young children at these churches to keep themselves pure until they're married and not to commit that wicked sin, no matter how common or socially accepted it is here in the Philippines. But over half of children are born out of wedlock in the Philippines. Number two, because the Philippines very much accepts the abominable sin of homosexuality and the LGBT. It says in Leviticus 18, verse 22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." And the Bible says the LGBT lifestyle and that specific sin is abomination. And this is supposedly a Christian country, and yet the Philippines is one of the most accepting countries of the LGBT in the entire world. That surprises people, but that is the truth. In 2013, Pew Research did the most in-depth study that I'm aware of over the last 10 years on the LGBT and countries that accept it. And what they did is they asked countries around the world, you know, if they accepted the homosexual lifestyle. Should society accept homosexuality? The Philippines finished in 10th place for being the 10th most accepting country of the LGBT, with 73% of people in the Philippines saying that we should accept it. And it actually finished number one of all Asian countries. The only so-called Christian country finished number one of being the most accepting of the LGBT. The only exception would be if you considered Australia part of Asia, which did finish a few places higher. But the Philippines at 73% was number one of the traditionally considered Asian countries. Now, to be fair, Thailand and Taiwan are also very accepting of the LGBT. And quite honestly, I think most of us would probably say that Thailand is the most accepting country of countries in Asia for the LGBT lifestyle or alternative normal practices of, you know, physical involvement between one another. But here's the thing, the Philippines is definitely near the top. And that's one of the big things that has surprised people when they visited the Philippines. But they're amazed how accepting it is in a Christian country of the LGBT lifestyle. In fact, I'd say out of Thailand, the Philippines might be the number one country with the most cross-dressers. You will see tons of men dressed as women, and you know what? That's an abomination. The Bible also says it's an abomination for people to cross-dress, and that does go hand in hand with homosexuality. And so, number one, the Philippines is not a godly Christian country because over half children are born out of wedlock. obviously fornication is a wicked sin. Number two, because this country is very accepting of homosexuality and says that we should accept it. And it's not just because they say, well, we're Christians, we should give people another chance. No, this country is just very accepting of the LGBT, and they don't think that it's really wrong. One of the most famous celebrities, Vice Ganda, outside of Manny Pacquiao and President Duterte, is probably the most famous Filipino here in this country. And he's definitely a celebrity here, and he's a cross-dressing guy who's very famous in movies and TV shows. I've gotten people saved while seeing Vice Ganda in the background on TV. He's a big celebrity, and even Baptists laugh at him and think he's so funny. But, you know, we need to get back to God's standards and realize it is abomination. And so this country is accepting of an abominable sin, so how could we really call it a godly Christian country? Number three, because the country is very idolatrous. Now, you might hear that and think, well, how does that make them ungodly? But yet, throughout the Bible, when you look at countries that are practicing idolatry, they are wicked. When Israel started to practice idolatry, they started committing wicked abominations. That was the start. You see in Exodus chapter 32, as they worship the golden calf, and then they're committing other abominations and wicked, evil sins where God's judgment was upon them. That goes hand in hand with idolatry. People see the idolatry and they think, what a religious and Christian and spiritual country. Or they see the Magdarame celebration in Pampanga where people are beating themselves and crucifying themselves. And they think, man, they're such a godly Christian country. They're so godly compared to other Asian countries. Actually, that goes hand in hand with wickedness. The Bible says in Exodus 20, verse 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. The Bible talks about the sin and the wickedness of practicing idolatry. Now, just as in other Catholic countries, what the Catholic Church does here in the Philippines is they remove this commandment, the second commandment, and they turn thou shalt not covet into two separate commandments. I've already made a video about that. I was out on a walk and I saw this sign that said, you know, ang sampung utos, and then there was no second commandment of not making any graven image because they removed it. Because it's a country filled full of idolatry. All you have to do is look at other idolatrous countries today, like India, and nobody could possibly claim that India is a godly, holy country. It's a very religious, it's a very spiritual country, but yet there's a lot of sin and a lot of problems in India, just like here in the Philippines. It might be a religious country, doesn't make it a godly country. So the three reasons. Number one, over half of children are born out of wedlock. The Bible calls that fornication. Now, praise the Lord that in this country, usually the fathers do raise that child with the mom. They either get married or they are there to be the father for that child, which is not always common in other countries. That is still the socially accepted practice. But in the future, we could have a lot of children with no fathers raising them, and that's just going to increase the ungodliness in this country. Number two, because this country accepts homosexuality and says that we should accept it. You know, it's even been said about the Catholic priests here in the Philippines that the majority of them are open and known homosexuals, and that is known. And you know what? That is certainly not godly when your spiritual leaders are homosexuals, and the Bible calls that abomination. And number three, because it's a very idolatrous country. Now, let me say this, that if you're a Bible-believing Christian, if you're saved, you should not be offended by anything that I've said. You should be offended at the wickedness that's involved in our country. And when somebody gets up and preaches against the sins of a country, it's not because they hate the country, it's because they love that country. The Bible says, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. These sins should be preached against, and you should be happy that somebody's willing to stand up and preach the truth. And not only be a church that goes soul winning and gets lots of people saved, but preaches against the sins of that country, because we need to turn this country around for God and get us to start going back to the old-fashioned ways of reading the Bible and living a godly and separated and holy life rather than just what's becoming socially accepted in our country. And I will just say this, that you know what? I love this country. I love living here in the Philippines. I love the fact that it's so receptive. I love the fact that people are respectful and there are a lot of traditional values. But unfortunately, we have allowed sin to get a hold of this country. And you know what's happening is people are growing up and it's never preached against in Catholic churches or Baptist churches or any churches. And what ends up happening is people don't realize how bad fornication is. People don't realize how bad idolatry is. People don't realize how bad the LGBT is and homosexuality is. But you know what? The Bible considers these things as wicked abominations. All three of those things are wicked and terrible sins, and we need people to realize how bad this is. So look, if you're offended at the words I'm saying, it just shows you're not reading the Bible enough, and just shows you're hearing weak and watered-down preaching, because if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you should be thankful that somebody is willing to preach against the sins of this country. You say, why? We want to clean up this country and turn this country to God and get them to be godly, and so we can raise godly children that love the Lord and that are soul winners and are raising godly families that love God. Thank you, and God bless.